I'm kind of homesick for a country to which I have never been before. No sad goodbyes will there be spoken, for time won't matter anymore. Beulah Land, I am longing for you, and someday on thee I'll stand. I'm looking now across the river where my faith is gonna end inside. There's just a few more days to labor, then I will take my heavenly flight. Beulah Land, I am longing for you.
Job, thank you, Sister Job. In the book of Job, open your Bible there, please. Job, in the book of Job. Thank you so much for that song. Job chapter 34. Job chapter 34. Thank God so much for the special singing. I appreciate that so much. Verse 28, so that they cause the cry of the poor to come unto him, underline this, and he heareth, underline this, and he heareth the cry of the afflicted. We'll be able to take our time tonight and look at scripture and go real fast on Sunday morning, and sometimes you got new people coming in and they can't find all the books of the Bible, and it takes so long getting to all these chapters and verses. But we're going to use a good amount of scripture tonight and pick up from where we left off this morning on the affliction, the afflictions that we go through when we are afflicted, what to do, how to respond, how to use it, what is it for, what is it all about. And we see here in the book of Job in chapter 34, he heareth the cry of the afflicted. He heareth the cry of the afflicted. So it's going to happen. I told you this morning, if you're not saved, you're going to be afflicted. If you're saved, you're going to be afflicted. If you're not saved, the Lord wants to save you from hell, take you to heaven, and help you and have peace and joy in your affliction. Amen. And He'll help you. You don't have to go to liquor and dope, and you don't have to go to nightclub and club for the night and come back empty. And many people are afflicted, but they don't know what to do with their affliction. And then you got people that are saved that are afflicted. They don't know what to do sometimes. Sometimes they backslide. See? Sometimes they go to the things of the world. But affliction's coming, friend. You stay in this world long enough, affliction's coming. Devil's going to afflict you. Demons of hell going to jump out at you. The people of this world are going to get at you. The burdens of life are going to get you. But the great thing about it, when you're a Christian living for the Lord, He'll reward you in your affliction. That's what we want. Isn't that right? But I tell you, we need to do this here and cry to the Lord, and He heareth the cry of the afflicted. So we need to cry to God. Nothing wrong with sharing burdens with each other and thank God for it, and we try to encourage each other, but we need to get alone and we need to weep and we need to cry. It might be afflicted, your soul, your spirit, and whatever. You might get hurt, but you gotta bring your tears to the Lord. Learn to cry to the Lord. Turn to Exodus, if you will. In Exodus, in chapter 1 in the book of Exodus, I want you to turn to Exodus in your Bible, in Exodus in chapter 1. And I want you to notice what the Bible says here, verse 12. The Bible says, the more they afflicted them, Exodus chapter 1, verse 12, but the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied. Look what it says here. The more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew. And they were grieved because of the children of Israel. So, the more they would afflict them, look at Exodus chapter 1, verse 12, the more they grew. Why? They went to the Lord. They went to our great Jesus Christ. That's right. Jehovah, all the one God. And they cried to Him. They brought their tears to Him. And they wept before Him. And they brought their burdens before Him. Where God heard their, He heard their prayer. And so we got to learn to cry. Learn to go to the Lord in these things and bear your burdens to the Lord. And so, just like in the book of Acts, the Bible says that they persecuted them. The Bible says they put them in jail. But they grew. They multiplied. And that's what we got to do. That's what we got to learn to do. We got to learn to like they did. They went out sowing. They were beat up. They were beat up. We, you know, here in America, you know, we got it so easy. Nobody was stoned. Nobody was stoned going so well. Nobody was stoned with rocks. See, nobody was beaten up. Nobody was put in jail. You know, see if you can give me a little high on this microphone. Not high on dope, high on drugs, but take the low down some and give me some trouble on this mic here if you can, and try to bring it through the speakers. In the air, if you can, there, somehow there, okay, on the right there, the buttons on the right, and you push them up, they should, there you go, we'll get something there, thank you, and take some of that low off, thank you so much, clarity, and so, thank God, thank you, just leave it there, that's just wonderful, thank you, wonderful job, I'm proud of you, thank you, and so, look, friends, this is all about going on, and the devil's going to beat on you, and they were thrown in prison, they were thrown in jail, Paul and Silas, they were thrown in jail, and beaten up, and good night, hey girls, look up here, not down there, look up here, they were thrown in jail, they were thrown in prison, and they started singing praises to God, after they beat the meat off their backs. And they had much rewards for them in heaven, and much rewards on earth too. But they had joy. They had joy. And God blessed them. And that's what I want it to be. The more affliction you go through, I want God to bless you more and more and more. All kinds of affliction. But let's learn from our affliction. You know, sometimes it's self-inflicted wounds. Sometimes we bring affliction upon ourselves. Don't get mad at God. Turn to the book of Ruth. Turn to the book of Ruth. I want you to turn to the book of Ruth. In the book of Ruth, I want you to turn there, if you will, please. in the book of Ruth in your Bible. Okay? You have Joshua, you have Judges, and we have Ruth. And we'll just take our time tonight going through the scripture and the book of Ruth, going through the Word of God. Ruth in chapter 1. And Ruth in chapter 1. Look here. I went out full, she said. Look at verse 21. And the Lord hath brought me home again what? Empty. Why then call ye me who? Naomi. Seeing the Lord hath testified against me, and the Almighty hath what? There it is. Sometimes we have self-afflicted wounds. But then we have God afflicting us. Yeah. He may throw a disease on us. Now let's do it like she did. She didn't get mad at God. She didn't cuss God. She got blessed. She went on. She realized her mistake. What caused this affliction of her? What? Now listen to me. When she left the will of God, by the way, you college students, you better be listening to this. But you better make sure you're in the will of God. You better make sure the college God wants you. Not where you want to go. You better make sure it's God. He said, how do you do that? We want to line up with the pastor, with the parents, and everything else, and Lord work it out there, Word of God, Holy Spirit. You don't worry about it. And well, you can worry about it. What you're going to do in the future, where you're going to go. I think I'm going to move. I'm just moving. God's leading me to move. Yeah, that's what Naomi said. That's what Naomi said. God's leading me to move. Hold Naomi. Hold that you're leaving the place of God. You're leaving the house of God. You're leaving the leadership of God. Wait a minute. What is your leader telling you? What is your counselors telling you? My husband, he wants to leave and he wants to go and he doesn't like it here and it's getting rough here. And Moab just seems better. But God says stay in the will of the Lord. God says stay in the house of God. Look at me. I don't care. Hey, look up here. I don't care how many tell you. I don't care how many run their mouth and say, "Well, God told me to move." Well, what church you join? I don't know. What church you going to? I don't know. You better center your life around the house of God. You better center your head around your house. You better center your life around God's house. And she left. Naomi left. And what happened? Her husband died. God afflicted her. Naomi left. What happened? Her children died. What happened? Funerals. Look up here. What happened? Don't call me Mara. Don't call me anything beautiful. Don't call me anything as a queen. Don't call me anything beautiful. Call me Mara. Call me Mara. God afflicted me. Changed his name. I've seen beautiful women come back like hags. I seen beautiful girls come back like witches. After the stinking sex they have and not be married, see what it does to them? After seeing what the dope does to them? After seeing what the liquor does to them? After some boy done beat on them? After they have a bunch of babies and no man even wants them? Beautiful! Most beautiful girls you can look at. And yet, they strip. Strip! Strip from their beauty. Now you listen to me. If that ever happens to you, God afflicts you, come back. Come back and let God forgive you. Come back and get out of the prison. Get out of the jail. Get out of the hospital. Let God heal you. Let God make you beautiful again. Let God make you pretty again. Be like Naomi. Don't keep running. Be like Naomi. Come back home. Come back home. We'll be waiting here for you. Prodigal, with go ahead, drink your liquor, smoke your dope, have your sex, go out and run a stinking wildlife, skip church, go ahead and have your families, but when the curse of God come upon you, come running back. Hey, look up here, we'll be waiting to try to put these pieces back together, put the glass, put it back together as much as we can. It's a price to pay. Go listen to your wicked music. Your wicked hip-hop. Your easy listening. Your sticking nightclub music. Go ahead. Look at your rated R, rated X filthy movies. Go ahead. Get your Batman theater. Go ahead. Bring your family to Batman
theater watch Batman. But when the sticking bullets fly, and when your six-year-old kid dies, and your girlfriend dies, and your boyfriend dies, and our hair breaks loose, you would wish you listened to this preacher. You would wish you listened to me. You would wish you listened to me.
Wish you pay attention, church. I don't wish these things on anybody. I don't wish these things on anybody, friend. I don't wish all the tears you've seen on TV. But you're not going to get away with it skipping Sunday school. You're not going to get away with it skipping church. You're not going to get away with it not wanting the Bible. You're not going to get away with it not wanting God. There's going to be a day you're going to need God. You're not going to get away with it robbing him of tithes and offerings. You're not going to get away with it robbing him of tithes and offerings. God bless you. You better make sure 10%, not 5%, not 4%. You better, if you don't know the edge, you better talk to me or Brother Burles. See, I have a problem with math. Bless God, we'll get the calculator out. You make sure it's 10% and an offering. Self-afflicted wounds sometimes. You don't believe me? Ask Ananias the fire who got in to strike him dead and think about this world. Naomi didn't say the devil afflicted me. Naomi didn't say I afflicted myself. Naomi said the Almighty's afflicted me. You need to fear the Almighty. It's not your own life. You belong to God. It's not your own life. You belong to God. You can't do anything you want to do. Oh, you can, but there's a price for it. I'll go where I want to go. Nobody's going to tell me what to do. Let me tell you something, brother. Let me tell you something, sister. The grass may look greener on the other side, but you better stay where God got you. I've seen them walk out here. I've seen them leave here. And I've seen them just like Naomi. Well, I've seen the husband say, well, my wife. Hey, that's a thought. Can I ask you a question? You think Naomi put the pressure on her husband? That's a good thought, brother. I've had husbands tell me the wife put the pressure on them and took up and left out of here. I can name you widow after widow. I'm not talking about 80. I'm not talking about 70. I'm not talking about 60. I'm not talking about, 55. I'm talking about maybe early 50s, maybe early 40s. Who was the other one? Who was he? In his late 30s? I don't wish it on anybody. She's a widow. Put the pressure on her. Put the pressure on her. Don't want to be a part of an independent, fundamental Baptist church. Fallen church. Separated church. Hey, girls. Want to go where the ear ticklers are. Want to go back to the old traditional black church. Want to go back to the whatever church they're from. And they just want to go back there. And they just want to, you know how they do. Want the music of the world. Come on, somebody help me out now. Want the nightclub music. Just stay here. Got your nightclub music. Look where it got you, Naomi. Put the pressure on your husband. Put the pressure on your husband. Put the pressure on your mama. Teenagers, I want to go there where they can bag the pants, show the underwear, and they can dance around with the music. Why? So you can act like stick go up somewhere? Go to club for that jump. Come on, somebody say amen. I just don't like it over there. Well, he just gets rough. He don't like the boys kissing on the girls with you until they get married. I want to go to church where the boys kiss on the girls. Preacher, that don't matter to them. Don't matter to them. No matter, you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. I'm sticking it out of playing around with God. You know what I'm talking about. God sometime will have to afflict. And the affliction will cause people, and thank God it really helped her. It's right. It really helped her. And I praise the Lord for that. I praise God that she learned that. Now sometimes God, it's not that he's afflicting us, we talked about this because of sin, but the affliction may come for another reason. Turn to Acts chapter 7. Turn to Acts chapter 7. Acts chapter 7 in your Bible. And the book of Acts in chapter 7. Acts chapter 7. Acts chapter 7. Bible says in verse 9, and the patriarchs moved with envy, sold Joseph in Egypt, but God was what? With him. And delivered him out of all his what? Afflictions. We talked about this morning. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivers them out of what? All. So the Almighty didn't. He wasn't afflicting Joseph because of sin. He gave him favor and wisdom in the sight of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. He made him governor over Egypt. And also, and this is what type of affliction I want you to go through. This is what type of affliction I want me to go through. I want God to bring favor. I want God to bring blessings. I want God to bring money. I want God to bring joy. I want God to bring peace. I want God to bring happy families. I want God to bring promotion. Come on, somebody say amen. God never intended you to write some project all your life. God never meant for you to remain in a mission, a rescue mission all your life. There's a God that can heal you from your disease. There's a God that can touch your body. Somebody say amen. There's a God that can do miracles. Joseph was afflicted, not because of like Naomi, but God brought these troubles. God brought this. He allowed him to be. And God said, the devil meant it for evil. The demons of hell, your brothers meant it for evil. But God meant it for good. And every all the time when your brother puts you in the pit, all the time when your brother tried to kill you, all the time, God said, listen to me, Joseph, you're going through affliction because you're going to help your brothers. You're going to help the nation. You're going to help many people. And that's what kind of affliction I want you to go through. And I want you to keep on singing and keep on preaching and keep on teaching and keep on suffering and keep on doing right.
Amen. Amen.
Because I want you to be like Joseph when he was afflicted. He kept on praying. He kept on praising God. It wasn't easy for him. Affliction sometimes hurt. He missed his brother. Hey, he missed his loved ones. Are you listening? He missed his loved ones. He missed them. He missed them. He missed his mom. He missed his dad. God bless our college students. You go away. We miss you. You miss us. We miss each other. But you just got to get over it. You got to shake it. And you do it. And thank God for you. But there's nothing wrong with that. That's good. That's good. That's good to miss your church and miss your friends. But the afflictions will come. But you got to keep on going up school. Man, my dad dropped dead during the break. I didn't miss a day. It hurts. Man, it hurts. Sometimes affliction is you miss your parents, you miss your brothers, you miss your sister, you miss home. Go homesick. And we get homesick. We miss you. We're sick here. Because we love you and we miss you. That's part of it. It's part of life. It's part of life. Sometimes affliction is the people you love will hurt you. Your own brothers and sisters. Like Joseph, they hurt him. God, where you at? Sometimes the God in heaven. You love him. Why? Joseph loved, he loved God more than all his brothers. But kept on going. Kept on going. Thank God for saints that keep on going. Thank God for saints that don't quit. He's in jail. Good night. He's promoted. And she lies. And she connives. And she wants to have sex with him. He says no. Joseph said no. Joseph said, how can I do this wickedness in the sight of God? And she called rape, stinking brat, stinking horse girl, killed her ego. She thought she could have any man because she had money, because she had beauty, because she had the body. But this is one boy that she could have. Somebody say amen. Thank God for these girls. It's one girl you're not sleeping with. It's one girl you're not kissing on. It's one girl you're not having sex with. And it's one boy you're not having sex with. It's one boy. Somebody say amen. And that old sticking bratty woman got mad and cried rape. Framed them. Set him up. He went to prison for it. God knows. God knows. God blessed him in the prison. Hallelujah. God blessed him in the prison. Ain't that good? And God put him in a position where his brothers had to come to him for help. He had a chance to kill him. There's a lot of hurt there, but he forgave him. He blessed him. God used him to bless his family. Saved many people. Many people would have starved to death. And I wonder how many people would go to hell if it wasn't for you going on like Joseph. I wonder how many people would be saved from hell. How many people would be saved from hell? Because you didn't quit. You didn't go on home and leave the college. Go on home and quit. I wonder how many people will be saved from hell. Sister Kim, I wonder how many people will be saved from hell. As God works on you, helps you with this cancer. And God, we're praying that God will do it. We got to believe God will do it. We got to pray God take care of cancer, Kim. We got to pray that God will heal you. We got to pray that God deliver you. We got to pray that God will give you grace. But when God does it, you make sure you save many people from hell. You make sure you be the mother that God wants you to be for your daughters, because they need you and their church needs you. And be faithful and get with it and do more for God than you ever done before. Just keep on going. Thank God you haven't quit. Thank God you just throw in the towel. Thank God you're going on tonight. But Kim, you got to realize this cancer is for a purpose. There is no uh-ohs with God. There is no, hey, that cancer could come to me. That cancer could go to Brother Burley. That cancer could come to Brother Johnson. That cancer could come to Sister Fries. That cancer could come to Sister Barnett. Hey, listen, Kim, you got to realize, Sister Kim, that this cancer is here for a reason, and use it for God's glory. Use it for His glory. I'll tell you what, you know, we got to realize that there's a God in heaven that wants to use whatever affliction we go through for the furtherance of the gospel. Affliction's going to come. Problems with your body. Not going to be just Sister Kim. Might wake up this tomorrow, God forbid, and may have a heart attack. May have a stroke. Some pneumonia may come upon you. Some sinus problem may come upon you. Some backbone ache may come. We've had bone aches and backbone aches and headaches, and we've had all kinds of pains, and they get up in the choir, and they get up and sing, had operations, and they keep on going. They usher, and they keep on going, and they're teaching, they keep on going, and they're out there, and thank God for them, and God's raising up a mighty army of people in our church that love God, that when they're afflicted, they say, "Devil, you ain't stopping me." You might be chastising me, but I love God. I may not be chastised, but God is bringing this in my life like Joseph or Job. I'm going on. I'm not going to quit by the grace of God. Please pray for one another. May God help us never to quit. If Joseph can keep going with chains that are hurting his ankles, and the Bible says the chains hurt his feet, that these things hurt him. Chains and walking mile, hurting, missing his family and wondering where you're at, God. Where? Why? But I love you. I don't understand it, but you're there. He's there. Hebrews 13:5, he said, "I'll never leave you." In your affliction, claim Hebrews 13:5, "I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee." Isn't that right? Never. Never. He made your eyes, he can see you. He made your ears, he can hear you. Hey, God's sitting right by you right now. God's sitting right by you. He's in you. He's around you. He's in front of you. He's about you. Psalms 139 says He knows everything about you. He knows your thoughts afar off. Just because you can't see Him doesn't mean He can't see you. He made your eyeballs. He designed your body. In your affliction, claim the presence of God. Claim your presence of God. Sometimes your affliction is not because of your sin. Sometimes afflictions come because you made a dumb decision. Jack Howell's mother, she just made a dumb decision. She liked the boy just like you like the boy. Dumb decision. She married him. Became an alcoholic. Kicked the teeth out of her. Dragged her by the hair. Said, "You ain't going to church Sunday night." Beat her and kicked her. She went to church anyway. How would you like to? How would you? Hey, let me ask you a question. If you had to go home and you had a husband that kicked your teeth out, would you come back next Sunday night? What if he grabbed you by the hair and dragged you? Would you come back? She said, "You're not having my boy, devil." She said, "You're not having my boy, devil."
And she raised on her knee, I believe, the greatest pastor in the history of mankind. Never has there been, neither do I know about, where God has picked the one man that shook the world for God, Pastor Jack Hiles, from poverty to making millions and millions of dollars for the ministry of God. And this woman sat in his auditorium as a queen of the church. What if you're to quit? She jumped on the cigarette and said, bad, bad, bad. It'd be hard for some mothers to do that, especially when they want to take a break and go out there and smoke them. Hello? She'd take a beer can and say, bad, stop on it. Be hard to do that, taking a beer herself, and right? She made a dumb mistake like some girls do. I know what you're thinking. She should have left him, but she didn't. He left her. Left her with that boy. Left her with that boy. And sometimes, the only thing they had to eat was a potato. Was a potato, it seemed like. And I'll never forget the illustration of that potato. And they started praising God and thanking God for the food that was not even there. And believe God. And as she was praying, there was a knock on the door. There was a church that God laid upon your heart to bring them bags of food. And he said, Jack Hiles said, that his mother started praising God, clapping her hands. And he said, well, while she was clapping and praising God, he said, he started eating. He'll praise God, clap after he eats. He was so hungry. But that woman learned God blessed her. What about your girl? What about your girl? What about your boy? What about your precious girls? What about them? What about your precious, your grandkids and kids? What about your kids? Their future is in your hands. How you handle your affliction? You may have made some bad decisions, like Mrs. Hiles, okay. You might got with the wrong boy, okay. You might do some bad decisions, but look, get up. Get up and go forward with God. Get up and go forward with God. Get up and go serve God. Get up and love God. Teach your kids the Bible. Teach your kids the Bible. Teach your kids the Bible. Open, listen, that boy is getting so smart. You got to open that Bible. You can look at him. You got to teach him. You got to teach him the Word. Teach those kids. Those kids are smart. And every day you teach your boy the Bible. You don't know what God's going to do with that boy. But you got to read the Bible. You got to read it to him. Look at me. You got to read it to him. She would leave church and she would read the Bible. And your Bible and your affliction. Read the Bible. Genesis to Revelation. Genesis to Revelation. And after you finish it, go back and read it again, because every time you read it, you're going to learn something new. And write down where you left off and write down the date. Ask the pastor some questions. I know many of you ain't been reading the Bible every day. Many of you ain't been reading. You say, how do you know? You ain't been asking me no questions. You ain't been reading that Bible. No, you haven't, like you should. Well, I was always at my pastor asking him some questions. You're going to need the Bible. In the time of affliction, you're going to need the Bible. And I want you to press on. I want to help these people that are going through afflictions in our church. Sister Lisa, sometimes we get so busy, we've got to get to know these people. Sister Lisa lived up in Fern. She came, sat right back here. Some of you don't even realize this, but these people need encouragement. She has an affliction and pain in her body. Constant pain. She was at church on Sunday. Monday, she almost dropped dead and went in convulsions. Went to the hospital. Husband screamed and yelled at her, just about want to beat her down. Because she came to church and stayed a little bit late. Then these are people that need encouragement, friend. We got to teach them to go to God, friend. We got to encourage them, shake their hand. Let them know you appreciate them being in church. Talk with them. Talk with them.
talking with a lot of hurt. A lot of hurt people have been through. Death of loved ones. Husbands left them. Wives left them. Rescue mission filled with them. No home. No apartment. No kids. Sleeping out on the bridges. What do you do with these people? You love them. You care for them. Shake their hand. Encourage them. Let them know, brother, so good to have you. Sister, it's so good to have you. Talk to God. Pray to God. Encourage them. Brother Johnson got a class full of them every week. Feed them. Feed them breakfast. Give them lunch. That's somebody's brother. That's somebody's sister. That's somebody's mama. That's somebody's dad. That's somebody's child. Teach them with, preach them, say, love them with indignity, greet them. Indignity, greet the rescue mission. A 19-year-old girl, I told you, same age as Kimberly. Same age as Kimberly. I told you, 20, same age as Kimberly. All right? Same age, 20 years old, right? Same age. She had 2 weeks, weeping, crying. 20 years old, in the rescue mission. Who knows where she's at? But at least we can pray for her. At least we can pray for her. Was her name Kimberly? It's yours? Two Kimberlys, I said. How can we forget to pray for the other Kimberly? Of course. We need to pray for her. 20 years old in the rescue mission. 20 years old in the rescue mission. That'll break your heart. 20 years old. Beautiful young lady. Weeping and crying 2 weeks in a row. Pray that she come back. I don't know where the devil chased her to you. God knows where she is. Doesn't the Lord know where she is? Pray for her. Pray for her. Weep. Cry. Ask God to help her. All the saved that come to Christ, He will help them. Psalm chapter 18, He'll help them. Psalms chapter 18. Psalms chapter 18. Psalms chapter 18. You have Job. And then you have Psalms. And chapter 18. Psalms in chapter 18. And verse 27. For thou wilt save the what? The afflicted people. But will bring down high looks. You got to go to God, friend. You got to go to Jesus, friend. He'll save you. If you're not saved, He'll save from hell. And if you're saved, He'll save you from your trouble that wants to destroy you. Cry to Him. Go to Him. Realize it's good sometimes we be afflicted. Psalms 119. Turn to Psalms 119. Turn to Psalms 119. And Psalms 119. And verse 71. It is good for me that I have been what? Afflicted. That I might learn thy statutes. He says, I learned a great lesson. It hurt. But I learned to obey. I learned to trust in His Word. I learned principles that I would never learn if I didn't go through this hard time. I look back at it and thank God it helped me. It is good. It is good. And sometimes, Tim, I know it's tough. It's tough, Sister Kim, with cancer to say it is good. But you want to know what? You can't see it. But God can see it. All things work together for good to them that love God, to those who call according to His purpose. God's working something out here. You can't even understand. Tim, you don't even understand why. But there's a God that says, I want to work something good to help you. That you may learn some things that's going to help your children, that's going to help people. But you got to use it for His glory and honor. And Paul said, most gladly will I rather glory in my infirmities. You see? It's good. You see that? The affliction that came your way, the pain. You say, well, it's easy for you to say it, Pastor Barney. You don't know how I felt. But let me tell you something. That's good. It keeps you straight. You see that? It keeps straight. I'd rather for something like that to happen and you wreck your life like many people, and God bless your future and bless your life and use it for so much good
Amen. Keep you humble. Keep us near to God. And that tells you that God's looking to see something interesting He sees in you. There's something He's trying to make and mold in you. Paul said, hey, most gladly will I rather glory in my infirmities. You see what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Danny, you don't say much about his diabetes. You don't say much about it. And Danny, God bless you. And the Lord has been good to you. And God's given grace. But I know it's difficult sometimes. It's got to be difficult. But Danny, he goes on to serve the Lord. And works hard. And go into Bible college. And loves the Lord. And don't say much about it. But God will use this. He'll use this in your life to bless many people. You don't know what God's doing. Touching other students' heart. Touching your family's heart. You don't know what God's doing. Even in your life. Hey, God sees so much in you, you might go speak in a stray haywire one day, end up in jail, end up in prison, end up dead, end up wrecking your life, blowing it. And right now, tonight, there's many of them with good health that God is going to have to take them out of this world. God is going to have to put them in prison. God is going to have to put them in jail. And they're turning around to speak your word, and they're going to have broken homes. But affliction should cause us to stay near to God. Affliction should cause us to realize God's real. Let God be real in your affliction. Let God be real in my affliction. It's not just Danny. Not just Cecilia. Not just Kim. It's all of us. It's every bit of us. But Johnson don't talk about it much. And a little stomach problem there. And maybe little to some. And sickness. And sometimes Brother Johnson. And whatever is going on there. This is God making you a strong Christian. To see you coming into church and serving the Lord and serving God. Sometimes I've been so sick I didn't know how I could get up here and preach, but I preach. Bro, how many times you got you good night, you didn't know if you can take your next step, but you got here. 32 years I've been saved now about. Could you imagine that? It's hard to believe, isn't it? Where does time go? 32 plus, going on 33. Saved. Haven't missed one church service since I was too sick. I've been sick. I've been afflicted. And I hope I'll be like that guy. That man was so much in pain, he was crawling on the floor. He went back there, he went under the choir loft. And he just laid there because he was in too much pain to sit up like you're sitting up. Look up here! Look up here! Here! Pastor Jack Kyle said he went under the choir loft, Brother Bruin. Pastor Jack Kyle said he was in so much pain he couldn't sit up there like you, Brother Big. He couldn't sit up like me. He couldn't sit up. He was in so much pain that he actually crawled in church, and he didn't want to miss church, so he laid under the choir. And he got people tonight can't even come back to church because they're so into themselves and into the world, and they're so much into themselves, and they're looking and thinking about themselves. Thank God for people that keep on going. Thank God for people that keep on going. My wife passed out in Bible college. She passed out for everybody. Went to the hospital, but it graduated. My mother had a stroke and hurting and trouble at home and dope at home, liquor at home, brothers in jail, all kind of stuff. But we went to Bible college. We didn't go there to quit. I faced prejudice. Thank God this is not a black church. This is not a white church. This is a church that loves everybody. Loves everybody. And I said, we're not going to have that junk. But we kept on going. And you got to keep on going. And it's going to get tough. I'm so proud of these young people working a job, trying to make money, trying to help pay their college bills. And God bless you, going to college and trying to work things out, get some education there, and trying to do something with your life positively. You know what I'm saying? It's not a Bible college, Jacinia, but thank God it's a college. You're trying to get an education, and you're doing well, and you're witnessing, and you're trying.
trying to get folks to God and trying to stay clean and holy and be a missionary where you're at. And look how God has blessed you. You're not trying to adapt to the stinking world. Look how God has rewarded you, taking care of you. That's just a taste of what He'll do for you. Amen. But you're going to face it. It's going to take something to be different. It's going to take something to stand up for God. You're going to have hurt. But God will bless you. You've got to keep on going. Say, I'm not going to be like them. I'm just not going to do it. School's around the corner. It's coming, you, in the public school. It takes something to go to that school. And every day, wear a dress. And nobody's have dresses on girls. It takes something to have your Bible. It takes something not to be making out like everybody else. Especially when you're in high school. Listen to me, especially. Look up here. It takes something to take a stand in high school. Sometimes affliction will come, but you got to keep on going. You got to keep on going. You got to keep on pressing toward that mark. It's not easy. Standing alone. Being like the rest. Keeping your music straight. Keeping your church straight. This is a day of popularity. Just try to get the crowds. Do everything you can do to get the crowds. It's not popular to preach this way tonight. Years ago, many used to preach and stood for God. But now, they're trying to look like the world, act like the world, talk like the world. Preacher trying to change everything just to meet the crowds, just to get a meeting somewhere. And God opens doors, brother. I'm not worried about that. I'm just worried about standing strong by the faith. God will open the doors. God's given me a thing. I don't love no other church more than this church. This is the church that God blessed me with. I don't care if it's millions. I don't care whatever it is. I would rather be any other place but than Grace Bible Baptist Church, because this is where God can. I'm not worried. God will take care of the rest. I'm not looking to call people and work things out. They've been calling me. Tell my wife, 9 different churches this year. A pastor's calling me, asking me to preach here. Start off in the beginning of the year. 3 churches there. 3 during the summer. 3 in the fall. And I'm saying different people. And then the word is getting out. And thank God we're going to get it on the internet. And the word is getting out. We'll leave that to God. We'll just stay straight by the grace of God. With God's help, we'll keep on going. With God's help, we won't quit. With God's help, we'll glorify God. Hey, the devil afflicts us, but we got to keep on going. Let's ask God to help us to keep on going. As the sick and death of a loved one, God, help us to keep on going. The death, misery, sickness, whatever comes, and trouble comes, persecution comes, disappointment comes, financial problems come, health problems come. Let's ask God to help us not to quit, not to throw in the towel. Let's ask God to help us be like Job. That's all He slay me. I'll trust in Him. I'm not going to quit, Job said. Disease on my body, I'm not quitting. Job said, my wife is against me. Job said, I'm not quitting. My kids are dead. Oh, may God help us to keep on going when our friends turn against us and we're living right and they call us whoremongers and they accuse us of things that we're not even doing wrong. We're not doing those things and we're falsely accused and we hurt and we cry. God help us to get double like Job. 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 Wake up! God help us to get double like Job. Isn't that right? God help us to get double. God help us to get double. God help us to get double. Double. By the way, don't laugh at these people that are tired. You aren't the one that got up early in the morning on the bus route. You go and snicker. Where were you early this morning? You go ahead and snicker. Where were you? While they were on the bus working in the hot bus. You go ahead and snicker. Where were you? Where were you? Where were you? Where were you yesterday when we worked on the bus route? Inviting people to come on that bus. For you snicker. Where are you? What are you doing last night while I was getting ready for church? For you snicker at people. They're tired. They're worried. Where are you at? Amen! Amen, Pastor Barnett. Amen. That's good preaching, Pastor Barnett. Preach on, sir. Our affliction. In our affliction, let's remember James 5. Don't get tired of it. Don't get weary of it. James chapter 5. And verse 13. Is any among you afflicted? Let him what? Just any if ever comes back, you spend more time in prayer. If that affliction comes, more than you ever did before. I said, you, Kim, you get alone, shut the door. Every burden, every problem, every trouble, every person you can think about, Kim, pray. Pray. When we're so afflicted and we're so hurt, pray. Pray. Let's pray together when we come to church. Let's pray. Whole altar is filled right here with people praying on Saturday morning. Pray. Pray. If it's emotional, if it's depression, pray. Is any married? Let him sing songs. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let him pray over him, anointing him with oil. Oil in the name of the Lord. Never get tired of praying. Never get tired of the oil. Never get tired of it. Beg God. Cry. Watch God heal you. I don't believe in these faith healers, but I believe God can heal. I know God can take Kim's cancer. I know God can heal her. I know God can take it away. I know God can. There's nothing. There's nothing for God. There's nothing. Cancer can come from me, and cancer can come from my wife. God still heals for us. I don't care what doctors say. God can heal. God can heal. When the storm passes, Jessenia, storm passes. Now you run to those that are hurting, those that are sick. And you run to them and pray with them. Encourage them. Cam, you run by their side when God heals you. When God takes it away, you run to their side. Brother Johnson, class full with them. Full of them coming to that class. Brother Johnson afflicted in the prison and in jail. He's out. Now he's running to their side. Those that just got out of jail. Trying to help them get their jobs and get their families together. Let's bow heads in prayer. If we can. There's times I ended at 9:15. It's 8:15. It's early. We got to get some things done. Lord willing, we'll get some things done on that website tonight, Brother Burrow. Kimberly, help us out. We're going to get some pictures on there and get some sermons on there and give you time to work on it. Tim is going to have the CDs ready and stuff like that.